Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for today comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Why do you speak, O Jacob? O Israel, why do you say, my way is hidden from the Lord, and justice for me is ignored by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired, and he will not become weary. No one can find a limit to his understanding. He is the one who gives strength to the weak, and he increases the strength of those who lack power. Young men will grow tired and become weary. Even strong men stumble and fall. But those who wait for the Lord will receive new strength. They will lift up their wings and soar like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not become tired. This is our text. Brothers and sisters in Christ, being a parent can be tiring. Just next week is my daughter's first birthday, and some days it just feels like I've been put through the ringer. It's only been a year, and sometimes I just get so tired. But don't get me wrong, the good things far outweigh the tiring days. I've been able to see how much my daughter has grown, and it's been amazing to see how far she's come in just a year. But that's the thing. It's only been 1 year. Those first few months with a newborn include some literal sleepless nights. Then the months go by, and she gets cranky when she gets her vaccinations or has teeth coming in. She's sometimes picky about the food that she eats. She's been crawling for a while, and it seems like she's getting into more and more stuff, just like the trash and TV cords. And everyone around me just says these three words. Just you wait. They all seem to tell me that she'll start walking and be getting into all kinds of things. She'll get older and she'll just get into more trouble. And I thought I was tired now. Even after only being a father for 1 year, it has helped me realize how patient our Heavenly Father is with His children. I'll be honest, there are some days that I lose my patience with just one small child. Imagine how God must feel. One would think that He would get tired. One would think that He would grow weary of all the things that we do. We sin, we disobey, and we don't listen to our Heavenly Father. One would think that He would get tired of having to deal with us after we disobey Him time after time after time. Yet our text for today says that our Lord does not grow weary, and He does not grow tired. Our Father doesn't get tired of us. Even after we complain, even after we question His ways, even when we ask for power and strength. In our text for today, the prophet Isaiah relays God's words to his people Israel. Isaiah had prophesied that Israel would be exiled to the land of Babylon. They would be exiled after continually disobeying God and going away from Him and following false gods. Israel had a lot of questions for the Lord. Most of these questions came across as just straight up complaining to the Almighty Lord. Our first verse, these people say, my way is hidden from the Lord, and justice for me is ignored by my God. Israel felt like their Lord had abandoned them. They felt like their Lord, the Almighty Judge, had simply thrown away their case. What were they to do? How do we feel? How often do we feel like that? You lose your job. You lose a loved one. Someone sins against you and you lose that relationship with that person. Life just keeps beating you down and it seems like no matter what you do, you just keep getting beaten down even more. And no matter what you do, you can't seem to get back up again. Sometimes all these things can happen at once and you just get bombarded by sorrow and pain. And what thoughts come to your mind? God, why does this happen to me? God, are you singling me out? God, are you picking on me? When these things happen, we can think that our Lord is out to get us. We complain to our Father in heaven, thinking that he is the problem, thinking that he is the one that is sending all these evil things to come attack us. But our Lord is not the author of evil. Our Lord is not the one that does these things. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh are to blame. Our God is the source of all happiness, but it seems like all we do is complain to him. Yet our Lord gently reminds us of his goodness. To his children in the book of Isaiah, he says, "Why do you speak, Jacob? O Israel, why do you say these things? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God." Speaking in terms of endearment, the Lord calls his children Jacob and Israel. These words would have reminded his people of the overflowing grace that he gave to his children, Jacob and Israel, their forefathers. After all the bad things they went through, God continued to take care of them. His people had known. They had heard. They had seen that the Lord is good, and they knew this. They had seen the Lord's goodness every day, all the days of their lives, way back to the days of their fathers. And we have too. We know that our God is the God of free and faithful love. He has shielded us from so many troubles in our past, and he has healed us from the troubles that we have been through. Instead of complaining to our God, we thank our God for his overflowing grace, mercy, and goodness. And he never grows tired of showing his love to his children. Our text says that the Lord is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired, and he will not become weary. No one can find a limit to his understanding. These words are so easy to read, but so hard to realize. No one can find a limit to his understanding. Even though we know that our God is not the author of evil, and that he does not send evil to his children, even though we know that he is not out to get us, we still question, why do these bad things happen? If God is always good, if God is always loving, then why do bad things happen? This question has been argued for generations. People have asked this question. If God is always good, if God is always loving, why does he let bad things happen to good people? Our Lord is always good, always loving, always holy. Our God does not send evil upon his children. The problem does not lie within our God. The problem lies within ourselves. After sin entered the world through our first parents, Adam and Eve, the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature have tried their hardest to tear us away from our loving God. They make us question God's ways, and we question our God, whose knowledge is limitless. They can tempt us to think that our God is the one that does these bad things, who is trying to cause this evil that we experience. They try to tear us away from the truth that we already know, that God is always good. The words, "no one can find a limit to his understanding," may confuse us. They confuse us because they're exactly as they say. They mean exactly what they say. We can't understand the ways of the Lord. But instead of contemplating the ways of the Lord, we find comfort in knowing that we don't understand God's ways. God can use troubling times to bring us closer to him. God can use terrible things to make something wonderful happen. Our minuscule minds may not realize this, but our loving Father's ways always work for the good of those who love him. Even when we question the will of God, He does not grow tired of us. Even when we question his ways, he still loves us. He loves his children so much that he sent his son into this world to be the perfect sacrifice for sin. He sent his son to give us the salvation that we could not gain for ourselves. Sinful humans that stray from a perfect God have no reason to be loved by a perfect God. Yet, he still loves us. He looks at us, and he sees his perfect son, Jesus. Christ lived a life of sorrow here on this earth, and he carried a cross up the hill of Calvary to have his hands and feet pierced through it. Because we follow our Savior, we too must carry our own crosses. These crosses are full of sorrow and pain as we live this life. These crosses that we carry are immensely heavy. We come to realize that there is no way that we can carry these crosses on our own. If we were the ones carrying these crosses, we would be crushed by the immense weight. Thankfully, our Savior carried the heaviest cross to give us the strength to carry these crosses that we bear. Our text says, young men grow tired and become weary. Even strong men stumble and fall. I'm 25. I'm supposed to be in the prime of my life. I'm supposed to be the strongest that I've ever been. But as the years go by, I've come to realize I can't do anything by myself. Even though the Lord is with us, there are still troubling times. We still go through troubles, we still go through sorrows and pain, even though our Lord is right there with us. These times get us to fix our eyes on our Lord and look to him for the strength that we need. We cast all of our cares on him, looking to our Savior for needed relief. Without our Savior taking us by the hand and leading us, we know that we would surely fail. Even more so, our Savior carries us through this life, carrying us on the way to eternal life. The final verse of our text is uplifting to us, quite literally. God says that those who wait for the Lord will have their strength renewed, to run without ever stopping, and also to fly like eagles. I don't know about you, but I've never been a runner, so this verse is amazing and very comforting to me. If we wait for the Lord, if we put our hope in him, our strength is renewed. And this is a sure hope. It says that we will run, even fly. This sure hope is knowing with all certainty that our Lord will come back again to bring us home to him. He will bring us home to a place where the pains of this life will not even be a distant memory. They will be wiped away completely. They're gone forever. No sin, no sorrow, no pain, no past trouble will bother us anymore. We will sit at the throne of our King, and we will worship him in perfection for eternity. Our God does not grow tired of us asking for help to make us through this, to help us get through this life with all the troubles and sorrows that we deal with. Our Lord knows that we cast all of our cares on him. Our Father hears your prayers. And he loves you, his own dear child. He sent his son to complete the plan of salvation, dying to take away the sins of the whole world. God loves his children with a most special love, a love that we have never experienced anywhere else. Just like God's people Israel, we have seen, we have heard, we know his goodness. We see it all around us, knowing that Christ has died for us. And apart from him, we have no good thing. Praise be to our Lord and Savior Jesus. As my daughter grows, I'm sure that I will have plenty of more tiring days. After all, she's only a year old. I'm sure that there will be plenty of chasing her around and running around and getting tuckered out from the job of being a father. But in these moments, I thank my Heavenly Father that he has not got tired of me. I thank him that he never gets tired of caring for me. We thank our God that he never will grow tired, and he will never grow weary for caring for his children. And whenever I feel beat down by this world of sin, I look forward to the heavenly kingdom that Christ has prepared for me. And I think of those three words that I've heard before. Just you wait. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.